Today's daf is daf Gimel, and we're holding roughly 8 lines from the top of the Amud. And what is the Gemara talking about? We're in the middle of a Gishmak Sugya. The Gemara said yesterday, what happens if on Shabbos Kodesh someone does Nichush? Nichush means to weed. Or he's Mashke Mayim Lizroim, or he waters his field. We know that both of those things are osur, but why are they osur? Machloikis Rabbi Nerv Yosef. Rabbi says it's a tolda of choyresh, of plowing. Rav Yosef said it's a tolda of zireya. Now neither of the two is really choyresh and zireya itself, but we can see the relationship. Because Rabbi said that just like choyresh is l'rafuye ara, it's to prepare the land, to soften the land, to loosen up the land to allow the crops to grow better. Same thing is, if you do nichush, you pull out the weeds. Or if you were to go and water the fields, you also prepare the land to be more gishmak and to be better, to allow the crops to flourish and grow. Or Rav Yosef said, no, it's much closer to zireya. Just like zireya means you're planting a seed so that it should grow. See here too, by being menachesh, you're pulling out the weeds, you're helping the rest of the remaining tvua grow. And when you're pouring water on the ground, you're also helping it to grow. So it's closer to zireya than to choyresh. And Abaye says the choyresh, they're both. Okay. Then the Gemara asks the kasha, I don't understand. Both of you are saying that nichush and mashke are toldos of either choyresh or zireya. But the vad, the osur and Shabbos, no question. And if there was hasra mit edim, chas shalom even skil. Yet in our Mishnah, we learned that mashke in beis hashalchin, not only in chol hamoed, but also b'shvias. Shvias means in shmita year. How can you possibly be mashke? How can you go and give water to the fields during shmita year? It's either choyresh or zireya, or both, but you're oiver and I'm malach. Yeah, I told this malach, you're oiver, what's going on? How can you do it in Shmiti? That was the Gemara's kasha. And the Gemara gave two terutzim. Terutz number one to Rabbi is, we're talking about Shmiti Bizman Hazeh. Shmiti Bizman Hazeh is the Rabbanan. Shoin? It's not the Rabbanan. So the Rabbanan said, certain told us will be Yasser, certain will be Mutter. This one, they were matter to be mashke, pesa shalchin, in shmita, because without it, the whole field might be ruined. They were matter, it's not the rabbanan. That's a bayisat. Rabbi says, even according to the rabbanan, that hold that shmita b'zman hazeh is d'oraisa. So all the avos malachos that it says befeirush in the Torah, that avad is osur. What are the avos malachos? Esod choloi sizra. And then afterwards it says, loy siktsar, ktsircha, sviach ktsircha, loy siktsar. Those are avos, that's clear. What about toldos malachos? Now what are toldos malachos? So the Gemara, the way Rashi learned yesterday was that betzira is bechlal ktsira, and zmira is bechlal zriya, because it says in the pasuk that first esod chaloi sizra, v'es charma chaloi sizmoir. Sizmar means to prune. A sviach ketzir chaloi sitzar. Yes, in venizarech chaloi sivtzar. Betzir is a form of harvesting. Okay, those are toldos. Those toldos which say befeirush in the Torah, those are asur. But those toldos that don't say befeirush in the Torah, those are mutter for shmita. It's asur by Shabbos, but by shmita, since the Torah enumerated certain toldos malachos, but they did not enumerate all the toldos malachos. Those toldos which are enumerated, they are taka osur b'shmita, but those toldos which are not enumerated are mutter b'shmita. That was the Gemara said. And since mashke zroim doesn't say anywhere in the Torah you're not allowed to go in the hashke zroim b'shmita, so it's a tolda, but it's a tolda which is not enumerated, mutter b'shmita. That was the teretz of Rav. We're now up to 3-6 lines from the top. Fektimar, the loy. You're telling me that toldos which are not enumerated in the Torah are mutter in Shemitah Batanya. And now we're going to have a fairly lengthy braisa, and the braisa is going to enumerate 10 or 12 different toldos, some of which we don't even know the translation until we look into Rashi. and yet they're going to be usher b'shmitah. You just said now that the tolls which are not enumerated in the Torah are mutter. Freitimar v'loy v'tanya. Shtein pasik sod choloy sizra v'charm choloy sizma. Einli elazirua v'zima. Du shtei befeirish. Aminayin le'nichush u'le'idur u'le'kisuach. Nichush is weeding, menachish. Idur means to hoe. For those of you that are not familiar, a hoe is similar to a shovel, but not so broad on the bottom. You go and make small little indentations, small holes in the ground with a hoe. That's called hoeing. Ule kisuach. Rashi says kisuach is the same thing as nichush. It also means to weed. But the difference is, says Rashi, is nichush, you are oker, the ikorim from the karka. It means that you pull out the entire weed. You rip it out so that there's nothing left. While kisuach means that you cut it with a sickle at the ground level. So you still have subterranean. Under the ground you still have the roots, but you have nothing sticking out of the ground. Now how do I know that these three things are asr? These are all toldos. It doesn't say in the Torah, but how do I know it's asr? In Shemitah, Ta'am Elohim, it says sod choloi, karma choloi. Where does it say sod choloi, karma choloi? So Rashi says, L'choira, the Torah should have first directed you not to do an action, and then tell you about the subject of the action. For instance, the Torah could have said, Loisizra sodcha, Loisizmoir karmacha. Why does it say, Sodcha loisizra, karmacha loisizmoir, which seems to be in reverse, right? The Torah should say, you, yid, Loisizra, don't go and plant sodcha, your field, in Shmitiya. You, yid, Loitizma karmacha, don't go and prune your kerem in the Shemitah year. But it says, faket, sodcha, your field, loisizra, don't plant. Karmacha, your kerem, loisizma. It's almost poetic. I mean, you're saying it in reverse. It does okti yimara. Based on that, Chazal have a mesoira that we darshan, sodcha loi, leave out the sizra, sodcha loi. And karmacha loi, leave out the sizma. So what is the Torah telling you? Loi kol malacha shebesarcha. Don't do any malacha in the field. Loi kol malacha shebekarmacha. Don't do any malacha in the kerem. So the malacha meaning even a toldus malacha. Exactly. Because that's the befeidish I don't need a limud for. So even a toldus
of
shteinish.
Toldus of Shabbos are considered toldus
for Shemitah. So far, that's the Gemara's kasha from this. Bryce, a toldus of Shabbos, a toldus of Shemitah. But we're not finished yet. Minayin I have even more. Minayin shein mekarsimin, vein mezardin, vein mefaskin be'ilon. And you wonder, what are these funny terms? What are these things? So Rashi says mekarsimin. Rashi's right parallel to our Gemara. Hainu mekarsimin, hainu zimor. It's the same thing as karma chaloi sizmor, which means pruning. Karmacha, when you're talking about a kerem, about vines, they use the term zmira, zimur. When you're talking about ilonis, you use the term kirsim. But they both mean pruning. Okay. Ve'in mezardin. Navos meit mezardin. So Rashi says, mezardin is mechatech anofim. Yeveshim velachim. Lefi sheyesh le'ilon anofim yoisim idai. So what's the difference between mezardim and between zimur and mekarsimim? There is an afkimen. Mekarsimim and zimur are talking about when they are already so old that they no longer are growing, and therefore you want to prune them to get rid of the dead wood or the dead vines, which are just obstructing the growth of new vines and new branches. So you're cutting away dead branches. Here you're talking about that these are alive and kicking. And the problem is because they're kicking too much. There are excessive branches on this tree which I want to get rid of. Because a regular tree should only have 5 branches. And this has 12 branches. And all these extra branches they're taking away from the minerals and the nourishment and all the rest.
They're taken away.
Exactly. It's a field. Exactly.
So there's a distinction, branches versus leaves. It seems that it's also talking about...
I don't see any reference to leaves. Which Rashi? Anofim means branches. No problem. We're still friends. But the point is that the Bryce is now telling us, don't be mekars, which means don't cut already old, bad branches, so to speak. They mezarin prune shkoyach, and also don't prune excessive branches. They mefaskin beilan. The Rashi says mefaskin. Soimcheno ilan shu ran on yosemidai. If you have an ilan which is somewhat delicate or fragile, still very moist, so you go and put up supports. As you see sometimes even here on Western Avenue, if they plant a brand new young sapling, they'll put four posts around it with a wire or something to keep it in place so that the wind shouldn't blow it away. Anyway, of these things.
Rashi spells a little bit. It's the same thing. Sure, mefaskin and mefaskin.
He said also, it's in mefaskin. No, the Gemara, you say mefaskin, mefaskin.
Is it gimel? I said,
no. Both of them are gimel. Okay, good. Anyway, so point is that all three of these, how do we know that these toldois are also osur in Shemitah year? Tamalay menachabul. Sadchaloy, karmachaloy. Don't even think of doing these malachis in Yisod B'Cherem. Okay, minayin she'ein mezablin. Mezablin, of course, is a giveaway. That's a lashon zevel, to fertilize. Ve'ein mefarkin. Mefarik means to mefarik is to remove stones which are on top of roots and which are inhibiting the growth of those roots. How do you know you're not allowed to remove those stones in Shemitah year? Ve'ein ma'avkin. Ma'avkin for lashon avak. Avak is dust. But here it's not so much dust. Rather, what happens if you have roots which are exposed? How do you know you're not allowed to cover those roots with topsoil to keep them unexposed? Ve'ein ma'ashen be'ilan, you're also not allowed to smoke. Now, we're not talking about the smoking that we're thinking of, but smoking out the trees to kill the teiloim, to kill the worms that are eating away at the tree. How do you know you're not allowed to do these things? That doesn't say anywhere in the Torah. These are toldos which are not enumerated in the pasuk. Tamalay menachem usad chaloy, karmacha loy. Kamalash besad chaloy, v'kamalash bekarmacha loy. So far we've added 9 or 10 that we've said which are osir toldos. Now we're going to have another list, and these finally will be permissible. Yochel, I would think you're not allowed to be liyakashkish tachas azesim. Now what says yakashkish? So Rashi says that kishkush is the same thing as idur. Either, we said before, is hoeing. Kishkush is also hoeing. So why do I use a different term? Says Rashi, the term of Idur is begefanim, and kishkush is bezeisim. So I would think, lo yekashush, you're not allowed to do kishkush. And I would think, lo yeadir tachas begefanim, that you're not allowed to do Idur. That's what I would think. I think Mara Rashi is going to ask in a moment. We just said that it's osur. We just said it's also before, right? Minayin lenichush ule idur ule kisuach tamaloi mesad chalei. Right, 10 lines from the top. So already says that idur is also. And here the Gemara says, Yochel, I would think liyana. You know. So Rashi asks the kasha. We'll get back to it in a moment. Anyway, but they add a tachlis. I'm sorry.
Maybe one is gefen.
Yeah, but both the term idur.
They're the same exact thing.
Same exact word.
There was one person who knew all the terms that you used for each of them.
Amsa the Rebbe knew all the terms of all the things. Exactly, 100%, exactly. So anyway, so the Gemara is saying is, I would think you're now that I do ya'ader. Ya'ader is the same as idur. You now do ya'ader tachazikhan. And I would think, for idur again is to hoe under the gefen, to soften up and loosen up the soil down below. And I would think you're now allowed to go and fill up any cracks in a tree or in the earth where you have cracks and crevices. I would think you can't go and fill it with water during Shemitah year. And I would think, we had ugyos legefanim already yesterday in the Mishnah. Rashi says, choyfer guma tachas hagefen liten boy mayim. Underneath the gefanim, you want to go and make a small little hole underneath to allow for rainwater or other water to collect and sit there and give constant a flow of water to the tree. Constant supply of water to the tree. So I would think that all of these things are prohibited. Tamaloy meno, sod choloy sizra, zriya b'chlal hoisa v'lo yom, v'lo meyatisa. After all, we've enumerated so many different toldois. Why does the Torah refer to sizra? Zriya b'chlal hoisa, zriya b'chlal, all of the malachis which are usher on Shemitah. V'lamiyatza, why did the Torah mention it expressly? All of these avoidus are avoidus which are both sada and kerem malachis. Also all toldos which apply to sada and kerem, and these which we just mentioned now, liyakashkish, liyader, liyamale, v'liyase, ugyas, liyakafanim, apparently are either only for sada or only for kerem. They're not for for both, and therefore these are exceptions to the rule, and these are not toldois which are osur during Shmittiyah. But now let's remember, why did we get into this interesting brayse in the first place? Because we established as a rule, according to Rava, that any toldos which are not enumerated in the pasuk, they may be osur on Shabbos, but they are not osur during Shmittiyah. And that's why we said, based on the brayse before today's brayse, Zmirat says in the Torah Beferish Chayim Chaloi Sizmar, osur. It says in the pasuk, In vein zirecha loy sivtar, osur. These are told us which are osur because they are enumerated in the Torah. But for instance, mashke zroim, not enumerated in the Torah, not a problem. You're allowed to do it. That's why the brayse. That's why our mishnah said maskin beis shalchin bishvias. Straight Gemara, you're telling me that any told which is not enumerated is mutter. I just enumerated 10 of them, which the Torah doesn't mention. It doesn't say nichush. It doesn't say idur. It doesn't say kisuach. It doesn't say mekarsimin, mezardin, mefaskin, meashnin, meavkin, mezar. I don't even know what these words are all about. I had to have the Rashi to figure them all out. So what do I see from this? That even told us which are not enumerated in the Torah are also osur in Shmittayer. Every the Gemara midrabanan. All of these are only osur midrabanan. I had this pasuk sodchaloi karmachaloi. Kras machter alsonan asmachta. This is nishkan emes dike drashin asmachta. These are all draban. Ah, midrabanan you're not allowed to do the kisuach with the nichush with the idram and the. But when it comes to mashkin, there the chachamim did not asr. Why didn't they asr by mashkin? Because the chayra, that's so basic. Without water, chas v'shalom, the whole tree and the whole field can get ruined. Well, all these others are really enhancements. You want it to grow better, you want it to go mer geshmak and all the rest. Enhancements, the Chum said, don't do drink Shmittiyah. But basics, like water, don't make material, because this is a tolda, which is not written befeirish in the Torah. So that's how the Gemara answers that kasha. Okay, Zayigit. Yes.
Why in the verse that we quoted before, all the things you can't do, how come it breaks it up into three stages?
Why didn't they just mention all together?
All together, and then just say,
my assumption is because they are all related to one type of crop or to one type of thing. For instance, Nichush, Eder, and Kisuach are all related. Nichush and Kisuach, Rashi said, are identical. Both mean weeding. One is a weeding by uprooting the whole thing, and the other one is by cutting it on the level of the surface of the ground. So they're both weeding. Eder is also you're hoeing a little bit into the ground. So apparently they're all somewhat related. And the second group is Mekarsimin, Mezardin, and Mefaskim, Ilan. All of those are talking about Ilan is by trees. Mekarsimin means also to go and do either underneath the tree. The case of Mezardin, Rashi says, means to go and cut off. So no, these are all prunings. Mekarsimin and Mezardin are both prunings, but these are pruning old, bad branches. These are pruning excessive branches. And Mefaskim means to hold up the tree with support. So all of them are tree-related. So apparently there's some sort of relationship in these categories.
Idur
is hoeing. Oh, but we have to kasha. We said at the beginning of the Braisa that Nichush and Idur is Asur. And then we said at the end of the Braisa, I would think Li'ada Tachas and Gefanim, that it would be Asur. No, Tamaloyim, that it's Mutter. That's your kasha. Yeah. So Rashi asked this kasha. She looked down at the Rashi, a line or two lower than where we're in the Gemara. The Kashkish Tachas is Zaysim Lo Ya'adir. Then Tikshi Ha Asar Idur Li'el. We said before Idur is Asar, now it's his Mutter. Kartar is the command. Later on, the Gemara is going to say, Bi Ugiyois Ha Bechadati Veha Ba'atiki Vuadin Li'idur. What the Gemara is saying is that when it comes to Idur hoeing, are you doing brand new hoeing for the first time? Or are you just re-hoeing that property which you had hoed already from before? So you're wondering, what difference does it make? If it was a hoed from before, so what happened is that over time, it kind of falls into place again, and it got settled, and it got caked, and it's a little bit harder. So now you have to redo what you did. You have to refresh in it. Masha Enkein, brand new hoeing, obviously that you're starting from square one. So brand new hoeing is a much more of a tercha. That the Chachamim asked based on the Rabbanim. Mashenkin, if you're talking about just rehoeing something that was hoed before, it's much easier. It's not such a tircha yaseira. Therefore, it's but. But a good to tell it's from Rashi. Freiti Mariet. We just said towards the end of this praisa, Yochel lo yikashkesh. I would think you're not allowed to do kishkush. Remember, what did Rashi say? The kishkush by Zaysim is the same as Idur Bagifanim, and we're saying in the Braisa that Kishkush is Mutter. Yochel lo yikashkesh, tamaloymar, it's Mutter. Are you allowed to go and do this hoeing under the zesim tree, under the olive tree? Boxim vashmiyas tishertana unetashta darshin gemara tishmetana milekashkech unetashta milesakel milekashkech. You're not allowed to do this kishkush, and you're not allowed to do lesakel. Lesakel means to remove the stones, to remove the boulders. You just said now kishkush is mutter, and here it says vashmiyas it's asur. The two different types of kishkush. This kishkush that you're doing under the zeisim tree, are you doing it ivrui ilni? Ivrui ilni means to improve and enhance the brius, the health of this tree. One is tumi pili, that there are cracks in the tree, and if you're not going to go and fill the cracks, chalila the tree is going to die because the insects and the infections are going to get into it, and the tree will die. If you're trying to go and improve the ilan, that's awesome. Stumi pili, but if you want to just fill up the cracks and the crevices, that's sure, that's what. So the two different types of kishkush. Yeah.
It seems like the theme is that anything that's for maintenance, but not to expand your improve is mutter, but anything which is to sort of speak, sort of get a head start on post shvius is already usher.
Which is very similar to the moys that we had yesterday in the Mishnah. Seida is mutter, but harvacha is usher. That's why we distinguish between the beis hashalchen and the beis habal. If you're worried about ruination of the principle, you're allowed to save it. But to go and to improve upon it, to go and make it better and better, that's already a tircha that the Chum didn't allow, either for Shmita or for Cholamayt. So, itmar hachoyrish b'shvias. A person does harisha, he akers, he plows on Shmita, during Shmita year. Now, everybody agrees, based on yesterday's Gemara, that that's a no-no. No-no means that it's prohibited in Shmita. How do I know? Because it said in the Pasuk, Bechorish uvekotzir tishbois. Now, the truth be told, that that Pasuk is really talking about Hilchis Shabbos. Because the Pasuk begins, Sheishishimim tavoit, ivayoyim ashvi tishbois, Bechorish uvekotzir tishbois. So it sounds like Shabbistic. And in fact, we'll have a machloikis later between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva, what it's talking about Shabbos. But the Gemara at the moment, Rashi brings it. We're going to have it in the Gemara Befeidish. Apparently, the Gemara learned the Rashi. Rashi learned the Gemara. One of them learned the other one. But anyway, Mitchum about Zayin and Bissel Shvetim. But what do we see from this?
Sometimes Yomim could be years. Yomim
too. If we just have a few minutes, we'll get to the Yomim. But anyway, Nachamul. Back to our Gemara. So, although the posik on the surface sounds like a Shabbistic posik, as we learned to Bishmul, however, Rabbi Akiva said, no. Since the Torah says, Yoyim Ashvi Tishbois, Tishbois means from all Malacha. Why does the posik have to repeat, Bechorish Uvakotzer Tishbois? So, Rabbi Akiva, Im Eina, Inyan Legabi Hilchis Shabbos, Tenei Inyan Legabi Hilchis Shmita. And what does it say about Shmita? Bechorish over katzir tishbois. Make sure you don't do harisha. Don't do katzir. So avada and avada, according to that mandiyama, harisha is prohibited. However, the question is, do you get malchus? So you're going to tell, why should there be malchus? Because remember, you only give malchus on a loisese, not an asay. And here we're talking about nasei, b'chorish v'kotzer, tishbois, b'shoiveis. It's kumbasei, make sure that you rest from doing harisha. But it doesn't say, don't do harisha. So therefore, it's not a loisei.
Mitzvah sasei.
So therefore, from that pasuk, it's clear that it's asur, according to that mandiyama. However, there is no raya for malchus. Now the Gemara has a machloik between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar. If you do harisha b'shvias, charam aloike, you do get malchus. Charam aloike, you don't get malchus. L'choyre, what's the svara of the machloikis? Is l'choyre leima v'Rav Oven Amar Bilua k'miflegi? The machloikis has to do with whether you agree with Rav Oven Amar Bilua. The Amar Bilua Amar Bilua. Kal mokim shenema klal be'ese uprat b'lois ese. Ein don noise b'chlal uprat u'klal, but rather only b'chlal uprat. What does the Gemara mean? As we know throughout Shas, we have many, many times an inyan of klal uprat uklal. And when we have a klal uprat uklal, we say, since HaKadosh Baruch Hu added a klal before and added a klal afterwards, it comes to tell you not only is the prat, but anything which is ke'en ha-prat, anything which is similar to the prat. What klal uprat uklal do we have over here? So Rashi says, we have it in the Pasuk, uvashono hashvias shabbos shabboson yil le'oret. That's an asay. that everybody has to be shoveis, everybody has to rest. And then the pasuk continues on. Sod choloi sizra, v'char mecholoi sizmar, eis v'yachetzir choloi siktzar, ves invir nizirach choloi sivtzar. These are all pratim, prat. Don't do zriya, don't do zmira, don't do ktira, don't do ktira. All of them are prats. And then the pasuk ends off. Shna shabosim yilaretz, again a klal. So I have a klal, uprat, uklal. Without Reb Oven Omer Abila, I would say, since we're asring Ke'ena Prat, and we've mentioned so many Zriya, Metzima, Metzira, Metzira, what else is Ke'ena Prat? Harisha probably too. Because the whole tachlis of Harisha is for Zriya, right? If you take seeds and you spread it over the Yankee Stadium, nothing is going to grow. Why? Because it's not going to settle into the ground. If you first do Harisha, you go and plow it, now you have crevices, yeah. You have holes in the ground, the seeds will fall into the ground, and now it'll grow. So therefore, if you're learning cloud or prada cloud, ke'ena prad, ke'ena prad is probably harisha. And therefore, if you hold that this is a standard cloud or prada cloud, then zariah is just like, harisha is just like all the others, just like all the others are loy, loy, loy. It's a lav, this will also be a lav. Since it'll be a lav, you'll go and get malchus. That's really more. Yeah.
So all these talmuds could go into here.
Yeah. Oh, so we're gonna,
even though it's different with the Gemara.
The Gemara is going to ask from the Brisa in a moment. Okay. No problem. The Gemara is not going to get asked from there. Anyway, so bottom line is Jok the Gemara. If you learn the klal uprat the klal, there should be a din of malchus. So what's the svar of the Yama that there's no malchus? Because he says you can only do a klal uprat the klal if they're all the same types, meaning they're all asays or they're all loisesses. But since the first one is an asay, we say b'shon hashvi is shna shabosan yil aretz, so therefore that's an asay. And then we have a bunch of loisesses in between, and then we end off at the end again shna shabosan yil aretz, again an asay. Asay but loisesses don't mix, and therefore you do not say klal uprat uklal, but rather, says Rashi, you'd only say klal uprat. And if you say klal uprat, ein bechlal elamashe befrat, only what it says befeirish, and you're not marbe anything else. So therefore, the only time that you can go and give malchus would be on the zriya and on the ktsira, and perhaps also on the zimur and the ptsira, because those shape befeirish, but you wouldn't be able to give on harisha, because ein bechal elamashe befrat, these four and nothing else, not even harisha.
How come
only according to Oven Amar Bilor, not according to everybody else. And that's why the Gemara is going to say, if you learn like Oven Amar Bilor that you cannot mix and match aseis aloi says it, so therefore you cannot have a klalu pratu klal.
Mix them only in a situation klal pratu klal.
Yeah, only for klalu pratu klal purposes. Right. About the many mitzvahs, many averus, which are both an asei mit aloi says. Just for terms of this limud of klal uprat klal, it's got to be the same type of
formula.
Okay, good. Got to be all asays or all loisis. I'm sorry.
Klal uprat doesn't have an issue.
Does not have an issue. It's correct.
It is a little of a strange sort. Klal uprat we could use as some loisis. Klal uprat the klal now that would have to be halacha l'mashe misina. How could you say such?
Okay, I'll tell you why I think you could say a klal uprat. Because klal uprat is really no groisa chidush. The klal uprat, the klal is you're being married by things which don't say in the Torah. Klal uprat is saying is ein mechal mashe prat, only what it's written in the Torah.
It's pshat explanations.
It's pashat pshat. In other words, let's say I finish katama chochem. I'm just learning pushet chemish rashi, and I look in the chemish. The Torah says don't sizran, don't sizmor, and don't sikzer, and don't say. Okay, I'm only, don't do these things. I can't do anything else. So you don't need to come on to a drasha. Ein b'chal mashi b'vrat v'shtayt, nothing else. I can't be marv anything else. So Rav Oven Amri B'loh says that because the klolim and the pratim are different, you don't go through the klal and prat to klal. Just look, push up sham chemish. Don't do zriya. Don't. And if you do any one of those loy, you get malchus. But if you don't do harisha, don't shtay talmish. No, then a malchus. Anyway, so getting back to Gemara, lame bit of Oven Amri B'loh kamifaki. The Amri of Oven Amri B'loh kol mokim shneim a klal ba'asei. Uprat beloy says ain't done oisim bchalal uprat uklal. You don't do klal uprat uklal. So therefore, man di amaloike, the one that says you get malchus, less later of an amrabila. Why? Because he says even though the klal uprat are different colors and different stripes and different shapes, this one is an asay and this one is a lois asay. Avo biken, you can still learn a klal uprat to klal. And since you can learn a klal uprat to klal, then there is a din of malchus. Oh. Loike, what are we marbe? Taka harisha of chaydish. Loike, less than Rabbi Abba. Umandi yom eina loike. He holds no malchus. Why? He is like Rabbi Oven. He holds ichal tiyover of Rabbi Allah. And therefore, if I hold like him, I cannot go klal ubratu klal. And therefore, I'm stuck just with my pratim. I cannot add anything else. And that's why harisha eina loike. Is the chayda good to svara how to teach pshat in this machloikus of Yochanan Belusa? Malai, no, nishkarai. Skenzan Kiliyam Lesser Rabban Rabbullah. Skenzan, everybody rejects Rabban Rabbullah. And after all, how many times you come across this Rabban Rabbullah? Klal uprat to klal, you have probably 50 times in Shas, or 100 times. How often do you have Rabban Rabbullah? You have it here, and the one in the side is in Sanhedrin. But normally you don't have it. So Skenzan, both Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Luza reject. And they hold tak, it's a good to klal uprat to klal. It's a bazoi man, the Yamaloi Kishap. It's a shingut. Klal uprat to klal, just like all these are lavs, and there's a dinam balkis, harish is also a dinam balkis. After all, Zmira is a tolda of Zriya, but Zira is a tolda of Ktsira. It's not even a tolda, it's Kemat Ktsira. It's just
different
verbiage, different produce, different crop.
You could learn it.
Exactly. It's a Mayozak and Rachmana. It's a Rachmana. Why did the Torah have to enumerate it separately? Zotimar lemeimer to tell you that the Hani told us who the mechayiv. You only mechayiv on these told us which say befeirish in the Torah like zmira and like bitzira. Those you're chayiv during shmita year. Al tolda achrin alei mechayiv, but any other tolda such as harisha, even though I'm learning a klal uprat uklal to be marbe harisha because I reject am oven of Allah and I hold that even though this is an asay medaloisas and the different stripes and different shapes. But nevertheless, you can learn klal uprat to klal. But since the Torah enumerated the Feirish, these two, the Zemira and the Betzira, the commentary has come to tell you that trumps the klal uprat to klal, that only these told us is there a din of Malkus and not on any other told.
It's kind of like the klal uprat, very similar.
In a sense, yeah. But now what the Gemara is saying is, since I wrote these pratim, telling you only these pratim and nothing else.
So why do they have to say the klal at the end and for? It's totally superfluous.
It's making it usher, it's just not usher with malchus.
I would say to go and tell you that you have an isra lav, and you have an isra lav you do have, but you don't have malchus on it. In other words, it's taka ke'ena prat, and a marba taka harisha, and harisha be oivra lav, ena chanami. However, there wouldn't be a dina malkis because of the fact that the Torah enumerates specifically this mira, and enumerates the betzira. Good, madafaran kikin as far. Anyway, what's the teretz of the Gemara now? So the Gemara's teretz is now that the gabe harisha, according to the Mandiyama, that there is no malkis, because the Torah says those told us which I enumerated, those are the ones mita iser, mita lav, mita malkis, but those which are not enumerated, nisht. Oh, so this is the same thing that we started off with our Gemara at the very top of the Omer, where the Gemara said the Gabi being mashke, beis hashalchin b'shviyas. We said, how is it mutter in our Mishnah? I siddach a tolda of choyrish or a tolda of zayreya. So the Gemara said, yeah, when it comes to shmita, those tolda should say b'feirish. Those who should not be feirish, no, nisht. And that's why harisha b'shviyas doesn't say b'feirish. That's what the Gemara is answering now. Frank Timur of Aloy, you're telling me if it doesn't say b'feirish, it's not awesome, but Tanya, we have a braisa. And this braisa should sound familiar to all of us. It says in the braisa, Sod chaloi sizra, b'char mechaloi sizmar, ein li ela ziru av ezimar. Minayin li idur, ule kishkush, ule kisuach. The Gemara, the braisa brings the same terms as before, but a little bit out of order. I don't know why they're in a different order. Maybe the problem with the publisher, the printer. But anyway, how do I know that Idur and Kishkush and Kisuach are all Osir? Idur, remember, is the hoeing. Kishkush is also hoeing, but Rashi said one is for Anovim and one is for Zaysim. Kisuach, remember, is also weeding, but it's not weeding by being Oker. It's by cutting it on the surface. How do I know that all of these are also tough? Samavai, Mesod Chaloi, Karma Chaloi. Loi Kamalacha, Mesod Chaloi, Kamalacha, Shebe Karmacha. Uminayin Shein Mekarsim and Vein Mezardim, Vein Mefaskim, Ilan. Mekarsim and Mezardim, remember, both are pruning of trees. One is for the old branches and one are for the lively new branches, but they're excessive branches, and therefore you prune them. Mefaskim, you can have the posts to hold up the tree. How do I know these are Osir and Shemitah? Put down fertilizer. Remove the stones which are inhibiting the growth. Do the smoking of the trees to kill the worms. How do you know? I would think you can do your other tachas of kvanim idur. I would think you can't fill it up with water. I would think the kvanim, you can't make these puddles of water underneath the grapevines. Thank you. That's what I would think. Tamalay masod chaloy sizra and char mechaloy sizmar zriya bchal hoysev olam yotzes lahakish aleh loy melach ma zriya miyuchedes avoidish besod veshem bekerem av koshi avoidish besod veshem bekerem. And therefore, all the previous malachas that we mentioned are all shayach besod bekerem, but all these final malachas apparently only shayach by one and not by the other. Anyways, the bottom line is that's the same brisa we had before. So I see from this brisa from psukim that there are tons of additional toldos which are not enumerated in the deposit, but nevertheless are osir. So therefore, Harisha should also be osir. What's your teretz in saying, it's not mentioned in the Torah, it's not osir? All of these, Kisuch is not mentioned, and Nichush is not mentioned, and Zima, and Kishkush, and Kisom, and Yalla, and Mefaskim, is out. Same terrors before, and for the Gemara, Avadim in Atoira, you're potter on all of these, because it's Shemitah, it's potter, even Diraisa, even if you hold Shemitah, Diraisa, none of these halachas apply, only those which are mentioned, Beferish, Zmira, Merpetzira. So what about all this Kisuach and Idur and Kishkush? What are all these things? It's Midrabanan. It's all Midrabanan. Ukra Asmachta Bialma. And all these psukas that we brought, Karma Chaloyz and Tzod Chaloyz, is Alsnor Asmachta. So it's not. It's the same Shakla Batari as before. Yogti Gemara. Ki Osir Avdimi. When Avdimi came from Eretz Yisrael, the Bavel, Omar, he said, I have a brand new Braisa. And we'll see from this Braisa, we're going to try to see how Reb Lozer and Reb Yoichanan deal with this Braisa. Who are Reb Lozer and Reb Yoichanan? Reb Lozer and Reb Yoichanan are the ones that are mechulik whether there is Malkis by Harisha in Shmitir, right? We start off, Itmar, Achayrish Bishviz, Reb Yoichanan, Reb Lozer, Chadam Aloike, Chadam Ein Aloike, Machloikis. We're going to now explain this Braisa according to Reb Lozer and according to Reb Yoichanan. The Braisa on the surface is a mystery. The Braisa begins, Yochol Yilkalo Tosefes. I would think you get Malkis for Tosefes. We're talking about in Shmita here. I would think you get Malkis for Tosefes. V'nosav la Talmud leptura. However, the Talmud tells it as it's Patur. So for Gemara, Lo Yedana my Talmud my Tosefes. Now the Lo Yedana is Rav Dimi speaking, says Rashi. Rav Dimi comes and marries Israel to Bavel. He comes around in the yeshiva and he says, Rabbi Yisai, I got to tell you, the last day before I left, I had Reise Fieber. Reise Fieber means that I had Reise Fieber is a Yiddish expression, which means that I was all nervous about my flight. Where are my tickets? Where's my visa? Where's my passport? And I'm looking all over. Did I pack away my towels and film? I was so tzachish and so tzimisht. So even though I was at the shir, and I heard this Braisa, Yochel Yilkal Tosefes, Nosal Tamud Aptura, I don't know. Maybe you guys in Bavel, maybe you can help me out. What's pshat in this Braisa? Gemara says we got two pshat. Reb Luza Omar, when it says Yochel Yilkal Tosefes, we're referring to Harisha. Now why is Harisha called Tosefes? Explains Rashi. Because it doesn't say Befedish in the Torah. The Torah says Zeria, and the Torah says Zimur, and the Torah says Ktsira and Betzira, but it doesn't say Harisha. So Harisha is a form of Tosefes that we're adding to what it says in the Torah. It's Ke'ena Prat, it's something that we're adding on. Aha. So I would think, says the Braisa, that Harisha, Yochel Yilke, Bochikomar Yochel Yilke al Harisha, the Asya, because it's a Tosefes, the Asya Meklal Uprat Uklal, not like Reb Oven Omer Bilo'ah, but I would say that there should be a din of Malkis by Harisha. However, the Talmud, the Gemara already said, no, it's Potter. Why is it Potter? The Imkain Kolhani Prati Lamali, like the Gemara said in the Omer Aleph. Because if you're going to tell me that based on Klal Uprato Klal, that I'm Marbe Harisha and the Chayder, all the other Toldois, so Ibazoi, why does the Torah have to enumerate specifically these two Toldois of Zemira and Betzira? After all, aren't they included in Zeria and Ketzira? So the Torah was Mak, but only these. There's is a din of Malkus, but anything else is
no Tosefes.
Oh, so that's not the problem. That's the Pshat in the Braisa. Yochi Yilkal says something. There'll be Malkus on Harisha, which is a Tosefes based on Klal Uprat to Klal. That's not Tumud Uptura. The Gemara said no, because Hani told us in, and other told us nisht. Aha. So that's the Pshat Shkoyach. So that's Reb Luza. So now we see, by the way, we're also poishing which one is which. Yeah, because at Chad Ochad we don't know which one, who holds like it up. So we see the Befeish, Reb Luza holds that there is no Malkus, because it's not enumerated in the Torah. So now what does Rabbi Yochanan say? Rabbi Yochanan Omar, a brand new Pshat. And this is what you were saying before, Rabbi Pinchas, about Yomim. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Yomim, Sheisifu Chachom, Lefnei Rosh Hashanah. Oh, we're not talking about a Shemitah year itself, we're talking about now this year, year Shish. We are now Rabbis in Shishis because, as you know, Rosh Hashanah is going to be Shemitah. Now, we're all at least used to the concept of Shemitah, that you're not allowed to do work in the field. But the Gemara tells us now, that not only in Shemitah, even pre-Shemitah, you're not allowed to do work in the field. The question is, when, where, how, what? And that's what the Gemara is going to address at this time. So, Yochai Yilkal Tosefes Rosh Hashanah, what happens if a person does Harisha in the field before Rosh Hashanah? Now in the middle of Av, right? We're not up to El yet. It's before, it's certainly pre-Rosh Hashanah. If a person does Harisha now, would he get Malkus? Yochel Yilkal Tosefes. So I said, Tosefes means just like we have Tois V'Shabbos, we have now Tois V'Shmitah, that before Shmitah, and also post-Shmitah, as we'll see a little bit later, there's also an Issa to do Malacha in the field.
It's the whole page in Shmitah, what's awesome.
In Masechta Shviyas. So we're going to learn Mir Tashem, the Mishnah Yisroh, Mir Tashem, we'll see it. Yeah. So Timar Vachi Kama, Yochel Yilkal Tosefes Rosh Hashanah, the Asya, because we learned it from the Bechorish, over Katzir Tish boys. We know that in Shmit itself, you're not allowed to do Kharish and Ktira, and the Gemara is now going one step further. Not only is this Pasuk, remember we said this Pasuk really is talking about Hilchah Shabbos, but Im'ayna Inyan Lagabi Shabbos, so Tanayu Inyan Lagabi Shmita. The Gemara is going one step further. Not only is it Lagabi Shmita, but it's Lagabi Pre Shmita. Because the Isurim that you're not allowed to do in Shmita, Shetach Vashon Befeish in the Torah, Vashon Ashvi, Shna Shabbos in the Ored, Lachar Machalay, Esad Chalay Sidra, Char Machalay Sizmar, etc. Why do I have to have this extra pas b'chodesh b'kotzer tishbois? The Gemara is going to learn that this is talking about pre shmita, that also it is osur. In fact, if you want, keep your finger here for one moment. Just jump to the bottom of the amud. You'll see the last four lines. But the Gemara brings b'chodesh b'kotzer tishbois, the same pasuk. Rebbe Kiva oime ein tzerach loimar chodesh b'kotzer shol shviyas shekvar nema sod chalei sizer chaim chalei sizma el chodesh shol erev shviyas shenichnas l'shviyas, as well as Ktzir Shal Shviyah Shiyatzel Mitzoy Shviyah. Ah, so therefore, from this pasuk, we're learning Taka Toysvis. Toysvis Shmita, according to Rabbi Kiva. Aha. So I would think, I bazoi, that this should be now a din of Malkus. So I would say.
It says Loi?
Okay, so now.
No, no, it says Mitzvah.
So now Rabbi Pinchas is now asking an excellent question. What's the excellent question? The Gemara is saying, Yochel Yilke, there should be a din of Malkus, because it's Bechard, because it's Tishbois. These are assays. These are not loisesses. If there's assays, what's the half a minute? Granted, I'm asking to Rabbi Akiva that there's a din of pre-Shmita, you're not allowed to do Harish Ktzira, Bechorish Vekot Tishbois. Mask it. But it doesn't say Beloshin Lab, it says Beloshin Assay. Dos Frey Teishvis. Satosis says that I learned from Chorish Vekot Tishbois the din of an extension. We think of an extension post. Here's an extension pre, right? You have to go and file your tax returns by April 15. You get an extension until October 15. Don't remind me, I don't even want to think about it. So you get an extension. Now you have the extension pre-Shmita. That Shmita doesn't start from Rosh Hashanah. The Torah extended it earlier.
Just like by Shabbos.
Just like Titnah Tosis. So therefore the Gemara is saying is, from the Chorish Vekot to Tishbois, I learned that Shmita is not from Tishrei until the end of Elul, but really it starts earlier. It's from Elul to Elul, or maybe from Av to Elul. We'll see how pre it is. But once I extend the year and make it earlier, then it's like Shmita. Just like during Shmita, if you do Harisha, you would get Malkus of Tesis. The Chorish Vekot, it doesn't tell you Asseim at Loises. It tells you that you expand and extend the year of Shmita, that it starts, doesn't start from Tishrei, it starts earlier, during that earlier period. I would think there would be a din of Malkus, just like if you did it during the Shmita year itself, there would be a din of Malkus. So I would think, says the Braisa, Yochel Yilkal Tosefes, Penosavah Tamud Leptura, could have been Lamei Melech Hamon, like Gemara is going to say later. Rashi tells us, Mi'at Hashem, we're going to see on tomorrow, Dalet Amud Aleph, that we're going to learn. Here it says in the Pasuk, Shna Shabbosan Yil Aret. And when it comes to Shabbos, it says Shabbos Shabbosan. I'm going to learn Shabbosan from Shabbosan. Just like by Shabbos, if a person does Harisha Uktira on Erev Shabbos, he doesn't get Skila, he doesn't get Malkis. Avad is a din of Toisus, I agree. But we don't go and give him skill or not. Same thing is, if a person is over twice the Shemitah, there's no din of Malkus. But that's going to be mentioned in the Gemara tomorrow. That's why the Gemara says, come on, we'll say it later on. So this is, of course, a brand new pshat. By the way, from this pshat, we see from Rabbi Yochanan, that Rabbi Yochanan Taka holds that Harisha in Shemitah year is Taka with Malkus. And that's the Havamina. I would think that not only during Shemitah year there's Malkus, but because of the expanded and extended Shemitah year, it should also be pre-Shemitah there should be the din of Malkus. Tamaloymar, like it says,
but the starting point is that you do the Malkus for
Harisha. Oh, it's right. And that's so now we've proven both the Chad Oma of Reb Luza and the Chad Oma of Reb Yechanan. Reb Luza holds Taka. No Malkus for Harisha, and Reb Yechanan holds it is Malkus for Harisha. Baruch Hashem. Okay, so now that we've finished off explaining the Braisa, as you see, this Braisa is Taka, a Braisa Tamua, and we have two totally disparate Pshatim in this Braisa. But now the Gemara wants to investigate and delve a little bit more into this Mayom Shel Avnei Rosh Hashanah. Well, how many days? When? Where? Well, what is the time period? Get it not. And Masi Chorshe B'Sada Ilan Erev Shviz. Now we're focused on Ste'ilan. Ste'ilan means, of course, an orchard. Until when are you allowed to do Harisha Erev Shviz this year in Shishas? Beishami Amrim Kol Zman Sheyofel Peiri. As long as it helps and improves the Peiris of Shana Shishas. But if by the time you're doing your Harisha, the Peiris have already fully grown, fully blossomed and flourished, they're already Gans, or even if they're not Gans, already 99%, whatever you're going to do now, the Harisha is not going to improve them. So that Harisha is not helping Shana Shishas, because the produce is already done, the fruit's already done. So why are you doing this Harisha? They're for the Shmittiyah. Oh, just too many. Now it doesn't say what the shear is exactly. Rashi already tells us it's Korov La'atzeres. Shortly before Shavuos time, that's the time when Beishami would hold, you're no longer allowed to go and do Harisha. Or Beisil, I remember Beisil says, don't say Korov, it's Aro Atzeres. You're allowed to do Harisha until Shavuos. Beisil makes it much, much easier. Don't have to be Meshayer. Will it help? Won't it help? If it's Shavuos already, Aser, until Shavuos it's Mutter. And says the Braisa, or the Mishnah, there's not much of a machloik is between, it's a Mishnah, Kiritnan, it's not much of a machloik between Bisham Beisel, it's probably different, it's a day, two, three, 5 days a week, but Nishka Groisa Nafkimina. Okay. That's Bistei Ilan. So now, the Rabbi said this year, if you happen to own a field, an orchard where there are trees, you could have, according to this Mishnah, gone and done Harisha until Shviyas meaning Shavuos, not Shmita. Till Shavuos, after Shavuos it would be prohibited, according to both of them. Aha. Okay, but I must say, was okay.
Then the Mishnah says they changed it, and now it's more.
When I finish, we're still in the middle of the sugya. The An Mosay Chorshin saw the Halovan Erev Shviyas, and until now we spoke about Harish in an orchard. So the Halovan means a grain field, a field where you have standing grain like wheat or barley. Until when can you do Harisha there? In Erev Shviyas, meaning this year, Mishatichla Halecha, when there's no longer moisture down underneath in the ground. When is that time? That's approximately Pesach time. Why? Because until Pesach it rains, the Yoru Malkosh, after Pesach in Eretz Yisrael, it typically doesn't rain anymore. Okay, so there's a little moisture left for the next few days, presumably. But once that moisture is ended, don't bother doing Harisha, because the Harisha is not going to help for this year's crop. It's only going to help for the ground for next year. Next year,
awesome.
You know, that's osir, even in Shishas. Aha. Okay. Michol Zman, and the Braisa continues. This is Shem Dachs and Braisa, or maybe it's still part of the same Mishnah, Baisalmish. Michol Zman, Shbini Odom, Chorshalita, Mikshois, Umidlois. And as long as people are still doing Harisha in their fields, if they have a patch of Mikshois Midlois are pumpkins and gourds, which apparently have a somewhat longer growing cycle. So as long as you own such a field, you can continue doing your Harisha, because it's still helping Mishana Shishas. Reb Shimon got quite upset. Reb Shimon Oimer, Emkein, Nosna Torah Shir, L'cholecha B'yecha B'yodai. Rashi uses the classic words nosata tverecha l'shiurin. Then it would depend. You have two farmers next door to each other. You have Yankel and Beryl. Yankel is no longer allowed to go and do harisha because he doesn't have a miksha and a midla, while Beryl is allowed to do it. So people are going to say eken yo eken ish. Ella, let's make a standard rule, says Reb Shimon. B'stei halavan ada Pesach, or b'stei ilan ada atzeres. Then I don't have to worry about it. Pesach time, after Pesach time, no more harisha. B'stei lavan, grain field, and any type of field. B'stei ilan until atzeres, until Shavuos. Okay.
And katsira though, for b'stei lavan, that you could do, not a problem later.
You have to do katsira afterwards in that year, otherwise right. If you can leave it all, it's all going to just get spoiled. In other words, when the crop is finally finished, about to cut it and use it.
Because katsira in that year is for itself.
It's for itself.
Okay. That's mutter, yeah. By definition.
Only problem is that if it's already after the growing season, why am I doing growing type of work? Because I'm helping to grow for next year. The next year, Schmitz. But if you're talking about katsira, it's not for next year, it's for this year to go. Right. Yeah, what's up there?
There's a story that I was just reading recently, making the news that the rain came late this year in Eretz Yisrael. Yeah. So they ended up... I guess after Pesach already, they decided, oh, what are we going to do for Shemitah next year?
Right.
So they were able to grow crops after Pesach for next Pesach already this year, and they had a whole question if they should, while the rockets are falling over there, should they be bringing workers out to cut it?
Mm-hmm.
So they said, we're talking about this for a mitzvah because we're going to shmur mitzvah next year and we're going to do it now to start cutting it. And then as a result,
the
terrorists came out of the tunnels and they wouldn't have seen them otherwise. And
that's right. How the whole bang, thing bang. Happened.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
That's how they discovered the tunnels. Yeah. I read it also.
But it seems like according to this, that
this would be prohibited.
Right.
Because we're not finished yet. We're not finished yet. We're still in the middle of the story. Just like in Gaza, we haven't come to the end yet. They're still in the middle.
They're cutting it. They may eat it next year, but the truth is, it could be eaten this year also.
Continue on. The Omer of Shimon ben Pazi, Omer of Yeshua ben Lei Mishum Bar Kapora, Rabban Gamliel Ubeis Dinoi, Nimnu al Shnei Prokim Alolu. They were looking at these two Prokim. We don't mean Perkim Mishnai. Means Prokim means these two time periods of Pesach Va'atzeres, or Vitlam, and they were Mavatalem. So you are allowed to plant, you are allowed to grow, you're allowed to do it. So that answers Rabbi Yonah's kasha, because although now it's after Pesach and after Atzeres, and it's Shnas HaShishes, Gamliel was Mavatal, all of that, and you're allowed to continue working and working and working and working. It's good so far. We're not finished yet, everybody said. Don't all jump. Good. Omali Reb Zeil Reb Avo, V'amri L'Rei Shlokish L'Rabbi Yochanan, Ram Gamliel Beis Dinoi, Heichi Motsu Mevatli Takanta De Beis Shammai U'Beis Hillel.
Right.
After all, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel were the first ones in this machloikis. They said the Gabi Atzeres and the Gabi Pesach. And then Reb Shimon codified and said, don't make distinctions of Miksha, Midla, ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Stay Alavon and stay Ilan till Pesach, till Atzeres. These are earlier doiris. How come Rabbi Gamliel can come and be Mevatli? So he said, oh, why not? Chazal said it's Aser, and now they say it's Mutter. Vatanan! Ain't Ben Yochel Vatan Berchaveiro, I don't get done with Menuch Achma, oh, Ben Minyan. Choy Ashtar Kekasha. Ishtoimim Kishochar. He was dumbfounded. He was amazed. For a Shochar, I don't know what to answer. Tak a good gefrekt. After the Omalei Emekach, ich kann auch Jonga Teretz. Hisnu Beinein Kolaroi Zilavato, Yom Vivatel. In the Santa Teretz. The Gemara is telling us is, Avada Nevada, Estam Takono, Estam Gezer of Chazal, a new Bezin can't come in Mevatel. But there's an exception to the rule. Like every rule has exceptions. What's the exception to the rule? If built in to the original Takana, there was a precondition. In other words, they made a Takana, wrote it out on a big page, and Sif Katan Ches said on it, by the way, the Takana that we're making now, if later generations come along and they decide that this Takana doesn't work, it's not good, we're not happy with it, they have the right to go Mevatel this Takana. So since this was built into the original Takana, so that's Ram Gamliel.
It's called a trapdoor.
Okay.
Like a
loophole, whatever. What's up to you?
Kind of like an elastic
clause. Elastic clause, huh? That's how you get. So you all have...
But you do see the whole thing is always the Rabbana.
Oh, yeah, the Rabbana.
You know that.
Not finished, we're not done yet. We're still in the middle. Anyway, so the Maisa, we have Beishamah and Beisil is Takana. How can Ram Gamliel come to be Mevatel? Because Beisham Beisil said, Ram Gamliel, you want to be Mevatel? Gesundheit. They said, all generations, you have a good reason to be Mevatel. We give you full right to be Mevatel. LMK Goro, so tomorrow, is Kach Isnu Benem, that was part of the Tanai, that was the condition in the Takana. Mevatel, Mevatel. Freight Timora. I don't understand what you're talking about. You're telling me this is Beishamah and Beisil created, and now Ram Gamliel demolished it? Did Hui? Does this belong to Beisham Beisil? Halacha Mishina Hi. How do we know it's Alocha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai? Now, parenthetically, before we continue, we don't even need to come to Alocha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai. L'Choyra, we sit at the top of the Amud, and we're going to have that in the bottom of the Amud, that it's a Pasuk. It's even more than Alocha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai. Rabbi Akiva said, B'chorish V'katzer Tishbois, comes to tell you the din of Erev Shviyas, that you're not allowed to do all of these malachas. So you're telling me, Beishamai Beisil instituted it. Instituted the Torah, instituted the Erev Shviyas, and now they do malachas.
But the timing of it.
Oh, that's Gemini Moris Teretz. So we have to wait for that. We're not.
And the Shirim is that's Halacha Moshe Mishina, because all the
Shirim. All Shirim Halacha Moshe.
Right. All. But Boisa Kanaina are everybody to do a pulpula diaraisa today. So Gemara says you're telling me the Beisham Beisil. So the Halacha Moshe Sinai. The Omer of Asim Rav Yechem Shur Rav Nechunya Ish Bekas Beis Chardin. That this should be familiar to all of us because we had already Masechtas Sukkah. We had in Masechtas Tanis. Voshtei Dotan in the Brisa or in the Brisa. Essen Etias Arab and Nisachamay Halacha Moshe Mishina. There are three halachas which are Halacha Moshe Mishina. Now back in Masechtas Sukkah we focused on the Arava. Now we don't mean the Arava, which is one of the four minim that says the Fedish in the Torah, the Arve Nochal. We're referring to the Arava that we took in the Beis HaMikdash every single day. We have a Zecher to the Beis HaMikdash's Arava, that we take the Arava on Hoshana Rabbah, we make a Gantz tumble from the Aravas on Hoshana Rabbah. But in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, they took Arava every single day and they went around the Mizbeach. We do similarly that we walk around every day around the Bima, but we don't go and take an Arava, we only take the Arba Minan. But we take the Arava on the seventh day. And in fact, there are some poskim that held that once you take the Arava around the Mizbeach, around the Bima every single on Hoshana Rabbah, we're not knowing like that, we take the Arba Minan. Good, anyway, so that's how we have the Arava. We should take the Torah, but it's Arava in the base. Midrash of Hoshana Rabbah, this is all based on Aloha L'Moshe V'Sina. Good. We had a Mizbeach Sukkah Nisachamay. That's, we know that when it comes on Sukkis, that's the only time of year that in addition to the Nisach HaYayin, we also have Nisach HaMayim. Vushtaitis, Simon had a number of Ramazim. Mem Yud Mem, right? Niskehem, Nisachem, Yo, Shtimt, Mem Yud Mem. Fine. And Nisachem means Shnei Nisuch HaMakosim Be'Avet. Or it says Hasech Nesech. But those were Ramazim. The Ikkar, the Gemara said, was Halacha L'Moshe Sinai. So that's how we had in Sukkah. What's the din of Essen Atiyahs? Essen Atiyahs explains Rashi is that if you have 10 young saplings, brand new trees which you planted in Shishis in this year, oh, these new saplings, you have to give them a lot of TLC. TLC means a lot of tender loving care, because if not, they're all going to die very quickly. And the Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai is that here you're allowed to go and do Charish and Mitzri and the Al-Zachan on these saplings until Erev Rosh Hashanah. Not only until Erev Rosh Hashanah, until a minute before Shkia, you're allowed to still plow the fields for these 10 saplings. Rashi points out the 10 saplings can't be one next to each other, because then they're not going to grow. They have to be spread out in a beso of 50 by 50. Good. Anyway, what do I see from that Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai? This only applies to these saplings, the Essen Atiyahs. What about, the Gemara calls them Zikenos, what happens, older trees? You cannot go all the way until Rosh Hashanah. You have to have some sort of pre-Rosh Hashanah Shnas Shishis Isurim. So you were telling me that this is something, an invention, a creation of Bishama Beis Hillel. So Bishtabis. So Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai. Everything more Amr B'Yitzchak, he gemiri hilchasa, shloishim yoim lefnei Rosh Hashanah. Ah. When you're talking about saplings, you can go until the last moment. When you're talking about regular trees or regular fields, min halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai, I am medayek, you have to add a certain period before. 30 days is enough. Hilchasa, ki gemiri hilchasa, shloishim yoim lefnei Rosh Hashanah. V'asu hanu, who's the hani? Beishamai and Beis Hillel, and they said, it depends. Stay a Lavan or stay a Elon. Talking me Pesach or Meyatzeres. V'asu b'ditu, and in their takana they said that if later generations want to be Mevatel, Kol Reitz Mevatel Yom Mevatel. And therefore, who came along? Came along Rabbi Gamliel, and he was Mevatel. What was he Mevatel? That earlier time from Pesach and from Atzeres, but he certainly wasn't Mevatel the last 30 days. So when did the 30 days begin? Of course, Rish Chodesh El. So Rabbi Blum, go back to your story about what's going on in Nebuchadnezzar and Israel, etc., etc. We haven't reached yet that 30-day period, because even though Taka, they were Misakin earlier from Pesach and from Atzeres, from Gamliel was Mevatelitz, you only have to worry about the 30 days before, not pre-30 days.
We learned this in the beginning of Rosh Hashanah, right? This whole about 30 days before, and
The Gemara talks about the different types. Yeah, the Gemara also mentions this as well. Yeah, yeah,
Katsira is always mutter. Because Katsira is by definition.
Yeah, Katsira, sure. Katsira, what?
So you don't have to come on to that. Katsira is Katsira.
It's Katsira. I'm asking you. You're really asking what's the
drink. Harisha also happened after.
Yeah. There were two stories that Rabbi Blum kind of merged together because of the shortage of time. The first story was that prior to this whole Milchama going on in Eretz Yisrael, a couple of months ago there were late rains after Pesach, which are very, very unusual in Eretz Yisrael. In fact, there was in Yerushalayim a major downpour after Pesach. People were shocked that something like this happened. However, the agricultural people said that it was a tremendous bracha, because as a result of that, they were able to quickly go and plant something else in the Chaltzmach and Anaya, a new crop and a new growing season before pre-Shmitayim. The question is not the question of Ketzira. No problem. The problem over there was that the Taka Dizriyim, Mitcharisha, they were Taka trying to quickly chaparain another crop in the pre-Shmita year, so we have plenty for Shmita.
So what I read is that they're really cutting now for next year.
That's the second story. So now, recently in this Muhammad business, so now a story went around about the Yidin from the Bedatz from Yerushalayim, that they were already trying to select good wheat that would be usable for purposes of Pesach next year, and you have to start looking at this time. And they went around the whole Eretz Yisrael, and for some reason the wheat wasn't good. It was too moist, it was too dry, whatever. They came now near Aza, and they found a large field which had tons and tons of grain, and Baruch Hashem, it was ideal for purposes of the Shmur Matzah. And what did they do? They quickly cut it all. They put it aside. Of course, it has to be Shmira Mishat Ketzira, and they put it away in a nice vault somewhere, nice storage. Wonderful. And then it says a day or two later, the Araba, Yimach Shemam, the enemies, they came up through their tunnels,
they thought
they would have good coverage because they thought there would be these very high wheat fields, only to find out that there was no wheat covering. And then the Israeli saw that, it went bang, bang, and Baruch Hashem,
we eliminated them.
Halavai, we should eliminate another few of them. Anyway, the point is, that's the second part of the story. That Ketzir, of course, is mutter. That's nothing to talk about because it's stuck. Ketzir you're allowed to do in the sixth year. You're not supposed to do it in the seventh year because
it was like the rain promoted another crop that grew plentifully and was harvested in time to expose these manzerim.
Exactly. Anyway, getting back to our Gemara. So now we fe'enfit the kasha. How can Rav Gamliel be mavatel halacha l'moish v'sinai? Chulila, he was mavatel halacha l'moish v'sinai. Halacha l'moish v'sinai is still in existence 30 days before. And that he was mavatel was then additional Pesach medatzeres. Zayigit. Freiti mora vani ilchus aninu. It's not even halacha l'moish v'sinai. Kreinen is t'chpsukim. Like we said before. So I know that Shmita is Osir. That I'm not allowed to do Harisha this year. And now, what does that mean? The 30 days before in Chodesh El? And what's Katsir? Katsir, we said you're allowed to. Katsir Shul Shviyas, Shiyotzel Mitzoy Shviyas. What does it mean, Shiyotzel Mitzoy Shviyas? What happens if you have a Shmita crop, which you didn't, now you're not allowed to plant a Shmita crop, however you have what's called Svichim. Svichim means things which grow wild after growths. For some reason they didn't grow, for instance, in the sixth year, you threw down 5,000 seeds, 4,500 all grew in Shishis, but 500 of them, because they were compacted under the ground, whatever, they didn't grow. And now they did grow in the seventh year without you doing any malach, and they grew on their own. Now, instead of doing the Ketzira in the seventh year, and you decided, you want to wait, Chatzat, got plenty of time, and you decide to cut it Mitzoy Shvias, meaning in the Shmitis. So might think, okay, it doesn't have Kedusha Shmita anymore, because I'm cutting it now in the eighth year. The answer is no. That even though you did a Katsir Shel Shvias, Shiyotz and Mitzoy Shvias, it still has Kedusha Shmita, because of the fact that it grew, it was a seventh year crop. It doesn't have a din of an eighth year crop. Aha. Anyway, but bottom line is, we see, according to the Bakiva, that the din of Tois Vishvias is not a Lochem Mishsinai, it's a possum. Rabbi Shmuel said, no. that Chorish and Kotzer is not talking about Shemitah, it's talking about Shabbos, because that's the Pusik. The Pusik is talking about Shabbos. Chorish Yishus have Kotzer Yishus, you have to Kotzer, Ksira Oymashi Mitzvah. Says Rabbi Shmuel, the reason why it says Chorish and Kotzer, I don't need it for Shabbos. The Pusik already says, all the Malacha don't do. What's the Lashon HaPasuk, like Gemara taught already before? Sheish is Yom Tav, Yom Shvi, Tishbois, Bechorish Vekotzer Tishbois. Why do I have to add Bechorish Vekotzer? To tell you that there are exceptions to the rule. What type of harisha, what type of ktsira is aser? Those which are rishus, which are not mitzvahs. However, if you can find a harisha or ktsira which is a mitzvah, that would be mutter. Now harisha, I don't have a case which is a mitzvah. But ktsira, I do have a case which is a mitzvah. Which one is that? Ktsira sa oimer. And Rashi points out that even if when it comes oimer time, you find barley that has already been cut from before yontif, and you would say, let's take from that barley. If the first day of Yom, if Matzah Yom Tov Rishon Shel Pesach, meaning the first day Cholamoid, comes out on Shabbos, you're allowed to do. Not you're allowed to do. It's a mitzvah to do the Ksiva on Shabbos. So that's why the pasuk tells you. That's why the pasuk tells you Chorish veKotzer Tishbois to tell you the Shvisa is only by Rishus and not by Mitzvah. Mitzvah you're allowed to go and do even on Shabbos Ktzir. I'm still Shver, according to Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva says it's Psukim. Why are you telling me it's Allah? Elam, we'll just learn a few more lines to finish off. Elam, Rav Nachman Yitzchak, Ki Gemiri Hilchasa Lemishrei Yalda. Kroy Lemeses Akein. There's no such a problem. The Allah was to be matter these young Esernetiois, the young saplings, that you could do it until Yontif. But the Loch Mishnah doesn't say anything about the Zekenois. That I have from the Pasuk. The word Zekena doesn't mean it has to be 100 years old. It means just relative to Yalda. It's Kroy Lemeses, because that's when I need the Pasuk for the Zekenois. Fake Timara. I don't understand. That's the deal that we made before. What was the deal? If the Torah says Allah Mishnah that you're allowed to do saplings until the last moment, why would I think otherwise? It's not Shemitah here. It's only the Shana Shish. Oh, I'll tell you why. Because you're talking not allowed to go and do normally by Ilonis, Mishnas, and Shishis. Therefore, the Halacha Mishnah gives you an exception by the Yaldas. The Bekim, the Hilchot, the Mishra Yalda, La, Mamed, Zekina, Surah, Shavaita, what do I need? A Posik. Says, Yimara, very easy teret. Hilchot, the Rabbi Shmuel, Kroil, the Rabbi Kiva. What's Hilchot, the Rabbi Shmuel? Rabbi Shmuel used Becharish, Bekotzir, Vagabi, Hilchot, Shabbos. See, he doesn't have the posse to tell you Hilchot pre Shemitah. He needs a Loch Lomish Sinai. But if Kibin Achanami doesn't need a Loch Lomish Sinai, he learns a Taka from the Psukim. But both the posse and the Loch Lomish Sinai only learn 30 days. Vishama Visel, they were Moisef all the way back to Pesach and to Atzeres. Ramglia was Mavatal both of those and said, no, you can go until Rosh Chodesh, until Rosh Chodesh Elul. Have a wonderful day, Rabbi Samir Shem Rabinchas.